Scripture Stories is a program for you, the children. As you listen, remember that these stories are about real people who lived long ago. Read along with us. You'll find these stories in the New Testament Stories book, published by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Have your mother, father, teacher, or a friend help you find the story, and invite them to read along and sing the songs with you, too. Last week we talked about one of the mighty miracles performed by the Apostle Paul. A girl had an evil spirit in her. People liked to hear what the evil spirit said through her. They paid the men she worked for to hear the evil spirit speak. Whenever Paul and Silas walked by, the girl followed them. As she did, the evil spirit spoke. One day Paul commanded the evil spirit to leave her. It did. The men she worked for were angry. Now they could not make money. The men took Paul and Silas to the leaders of their city. They said that Paul and Silas had been causing trouble. The leaders had Paul and Silas whipped and put in prison. That night, Paul and Silas prayed and sang hymns to Heavenly Father. Everyone in the prison heard them. Suddenly, the ground began to shake. The prison doors opened. The guard woke up and saw the open doors. He thought the prisoners had escaped. Paul told the guard not to worry. The prisoners were all still there. The guard knelt by Paul and Silas and asked how he could be saved. Paul and Silas taught the guard and his family the gospel. That night, the guard and his family were baptized. The next day, the city leaders set Paul and Silas free. Paul and Silas went to another city to do more missionary work. We also talked about the Apostle Paul's final journey to Jerusalem. The Holy Ghost told Paul to go to Jerusalem. The Holy Ghost said that Paul would be put in prison. Paul was not afraid. He loved the Savior and did what the Holy Ghost had told him to do. Paul said goodbye to his friends. He said he would never see them again. He told them to live the gospel and obey God's commandments. Paul warned them not to listen to people who would try to teach them things that are not true. Paul told them to love and take care of each other. He knelt and prayed with them. Everyone cried. They went with him to the boat and watched Paul leave for Jerusalem.
Love one another. This.
we're going to talk about Paul's final actions here on earth. If you knew that you were going to die soon, what would you want to spend your final moments doing? Riley?
Saying goodbye to my family.
Saying goodbye to your family. What else would you want to spend, Reagan?
Spend time with my family.
Spend time with them, right. Rachel?
See my friends.
Oh, me too. I would want to see my friends too. They're so special. What about you, Haley?
Doing things with my family.
How fun. Yes, we love our families. What about you, Madeline?
I like to be spending time with my family.
Isn't that great? We all just love our families so much. What would you like to say to your family and friends? What would you say to them? Riley, what would you say?
Telling them I love them.
Great. What would you tell them, Rachel?
That I would miss them.
Nice. Anyone else? What else would you say to your family or friends? Haley?
I love you.
Oh, that's so sweet. Anyone else want to tell us what they would say? No? Okay. Much like the Savior, the Apostle Paul knew that he was returning to Jerusalem for the last time and that he was going to be killed. Many people might feel sad or scared, but Paul used his final time here on earth, bearing his testimony and expressing his love for Heavenly Father and Jesus. Children at home, turn to chapter 63. Paul finished his mission on page 162 and follow along as we read aloud.
Paul went to the temple in Jerusalem. A group of Jews who thought Paul had taken people who were not Jews into the temple.
This made the Jewish people angry. They took Paul out of the temple and beat him. Roman soldiers arrested Paul.
They let him speak to the Jewish people. Paul testified to the people that he had seen a light from heaven and heard the Savior's voice.
He said that Jesus had told him to preach the gospel. The people did not believe Paul. They wanted to kill him. The soldiers put Paul in prison for the night.
The Savior visited Paul in prison and told him not to be afraid. He said Paul would go to Rome and teach the gospel there.
To protect Paul, the Romans sent him to another city. King Agrippa was there. Paul told King Agrippa that he had been a Pharisee and had hated the people who believed in Jesus.
He had even put them into prison. Then Paul had seen a light from heaven and heard the Savior's voice. Now he believed in Jesus.
Paul testified to King Agrippa that the gospel was true. He said that Jesus had been resurrected.
In a vision, Jesus Christ had told Paul to teach his gospel. Because Paul had obeyed, many people hated Paul.
Where did Paul go when he was in Jerusalem? Rachel?
To a temple.
Right, and he had some Jewish people with him, and they were very angry and upset. Why were the Jewish people so angry with Paul? Riley?
They thought he was taking people that weren't Jews into the temple.
Okay, so he was taking people into the temple that they didn't think should be there, right? And what did the people do to Paul? Haley?
Beat him.
They did. And what else? Was he arrested? Who arrested Paul? Madeline?
The Roman soldiers.
That's right. The Roman soldiers arrested him and put him in jail. And what did Paul testify to the people? Rachel?
That he saw a light from heaven and heard the Savior's voice.
And did the people believe him?
No.
And why do you think the people did not believe him? Reagan?
They were not listening to the Holy Ghost.
So if you don't listen to the Holy Ghost, what happens? What would have happened if they listened to the Holy Ghost? Rachel?
The Holy Ghost might have told them to believe him.
Exactly. That is exactly right. What did the people want to do to Paul? Haley?
Kill him.
Oh my goodness. Can you imagine that? That's awful. Where did the soldiers take Paul that night? after they wanted to kill him, where did they take him? Reagan?
To prison.
They did. They took him to prison. And did anyone visit him in prison?
Yeah.
They did. Who visited Paul in prison? Riley?
The Holy Ghost.
The Holy Ghost did. Did anyone else besides the Holy Ghost visit him in prison? Rachel?
Jesus Christ.
Exactly. That's right. And can you imagine being visited by the Savior, Jesus Christ? How do you think that made Paul feel to see the Savior? How do you think it made him feel, Haley?
Happy.
Happy is one great word. What else might he have felt, Rachel?
Special.
Special in what way?
That he got to be visited by Jesus Christ.
That would make you feel pretty special, wouldn't it? Madeline, were you going to say something else?
Bursting with joy.
Oh, boy. I'd be bursting with joy. How about you, Reagan?
Yeah.
Would any of you have felt a little bit scared? No? Riley, you said you might. I might, too. I might be just a little bit worried. But what did Jesus say to Paul? Reagan?
Not to be afraid.
So then would you still have been afraid, Riley? Probably not, right? Yes, Rachel.
He also told them that he would have to go to Rome and teach.
Where did the Savior tell Paul he would have to go? Riley?
To Rome.
To Rome. And what was he going to do there, Madeline?
Preach the gospel.
Exactly. Why did the Romans send Paul to another city? Reagan?
To protect him from the Jews.
Right. Who was the king that Paul spoke with? He spoke with a king, right? Who was that king? Haley?
King Agrippa.
King Agrippa. Right. That's exactly right. What did Paul talk to King Agrippa about? Madeline?
He told him his story of how he was converted to the church.
Great. He did. Riley?
He told him about the gospel.
Great. That's right. Paul told King Agrippa that Jesus Christ came to him in a vision. What did Christ tell Paul he needed to do? So he told King Agrippa that Jesus Christ had come to him. And what did Christ tell Paul that he needed to do? Reagan?
He told him to be a missionary.
Yes, he did. And did he do that? Did Paul obey?
Yes.
He did. Who was he a missionary to? Madeline?
Everyone.
Right. And he started with who?
King Agrippa.
Exactly. He did.
I hope they call me on a mission when I have grown a foot or two. I hope by then I will be ready to teach and preach and work as missionaries do. I hope that I can share the gospel.
If you're just joining us, welcome to Scripture Stories, presented by the Mormon Channel. We have been talking more about the final mission of the Apostle Paul. Turn with us again to chapter 63 on page 165 as we continue learning about Paul's final testimony.
King Agrippa said that Paul almost made him believe in Jesus. The king did not think Paul should be killed.
But he had to send Paul to Rome, where Paul would be placed on trial. Paul was in Rome for 2 years. Many people came to see him.
He taught them the gospel. Paul wrote letters to the saints in other lands. Some of these letters, called epistles, are in the New Testament.
Paul knew he would be killed. He was not afraid. He had obeyed God's commandments. He had taught the gospel. He had finished his mission.
Paul knew that Heavenly Father loved him. He also knew after he died, he would live with Heavenly Father and Jesus.
How did King Agrippa feel after Paul bore testimony of the Savior? Riley.
He almost believed him.
Right. You know what? When I heard that story, and I heard him say that he almost believed him, that's kind of an interesting way to put that, right? What do you think that means? He almost believed him. Rachel?
That he wasn't so sure about it, and still, it was a big...
Question?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was still kind of questioning it in his mind. I would think it would be... Sometimes it's hard to believe things, but I love that word. He almost believed him. So why did King Agrippa send Paul to Rome? Madeline?
Because he had to go on trial.
Right. And when he was waiting to be on trial, where did they put him? Reagan, do you know where they put him?
In prison.
Right. And then how long was Paul in prison for? Do you remember, Haley? Do you remember how long he was imprisoned?
2 years.
Exactly right. That's a long time. That's as long as a mission. Wow. Have you thought about that? Young men go on missions for 2 years. Paul was in prison for 2 years. Go ahead.
The thing is that he taught all throughout when he was in prison, too.
Exactly. So it was kind of like he was on a mission.
In prison.
Right. So he was protected so that nobody could kill him, right? Mm-hmm. And he was able to teach the gospel that way as well. Great. Paul was in prison and he used his time to write letters, right? Thank you, Madeline. That was great. Where do we now find all these letters or epistles that Paul wrote? Where do we find those? Riley?
In the New Testament.
Exactly. Perfect. What did Paul know was going to happen to him? Something was going to happen to him, and he already knew it was going to happen. Rachel? Do you know?
That he would be killed.
Right. And how did he feel about that?
He was not afraid.
Can you imagine? Remember that first part of this our little discussion when it talked about how you would feel if you knew you were going to die? So it comes back to Paul, and he knew he was going to be killed, but he wasn't afraid, was he? Not at all.
No,
that's right. If we live righteously like Paul, what do you think will happen to us after we die? Madeline?
We'll be able to live in the celestial kingdom with Jesus and Heavenly Father again.
Is that something you want to do?
Yes.
You do? How about you? Do you want to, Haley?
Yes.
Great. It would be wonderful to live with Heavenly Father and Jesus again, won't it?
Yes.
Rachel?
You would also be able to live with your family again.
Exactly. So maybe that's why Paul wasn't afraid, right? He knew all those things. At the end, Paul paid the ultimate price for his love of Heavenly Father and Jesus. He was called upon to give his life because of his faith in the Savior. We are not asked to give our lives for Jesus, but he has asked us to lose our lives in his service. This means that we should always think of him and treat others as he would. Children at home, throughout this week, imagine that you are sharing your final words with your family. Write down your feelings for them and for the Savior and read it aloud at your next family home evening. Like Paul, you will be able to be a powerful tool in our Heavenly Father's hands. We've learned so much. I hope we'll all thank Heavenly Father in our prayers for all he has taught us, and I hope we'll keep talking about the things we've learned with our families and other people we love. Next week, we'll read from page 167. After the New Testament.
See you next week.
Scripture Power.